In response to the death of George Floyd at the hands of police and continued protests across the country, Utah's Republican gubernatorial candidates are calling for police reforms and respect for law enforcement. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports none of them support defunding the police.
Former Utah House Speaker Greg Hughes called George Floyd's death repulsive.
It's a human dignity issue. It really doesn't fall on race, color, or creed.
To prevent incidents like that, Hughes wants reforms like requiring police to report misconduct of other officers. But throughout conversations about reform, he says,
let's make sure we remind our kids that when things get scary, when things are tough, when we expect public safety, and our law enforcement and our police officers, they're the good guys.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says he supports requiring de-escalation training and banning chokeholds, but he does not support diverting police funding to social services.
That will have a devastating effect on all our communities, especially our multicultural communities. And in fact, we probably need more and better training for our officers.
Cox says the state also needs to increase funding to social services.
If we do better in that area, then there will be less of a need for people in the criminal justice system.
Former Utah GOP Chair Thomas Wright says he would direct the Commissioner of Public Safety to institute new anti-racism training.
We can lead by example in doing what we can to be a contributing, listening, and attentive voice to the racism that we need to tackle and deal with in our society.
Beyond that, Wright says he wants to take some time to listen before proposing additional changes. Former Governor John Huntsman declined an interview after testing positive for COVID-19. He said in a statement that banning chokeholds is a step in the right direction, but those, quote, token changes aren't enough. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.